The two Americans who turned up on Iranian television last night are being held in Tehran's Evin prison. A former inmate describes it as the symbol of prison in Iran.
When Iranians think of Evin, they think of torture, confession, and fear. And everybody fears about the TV confession or any kind of confession that destroys or breaks down his personality.
Former student leader Ali Afshari found his own personality under assault when he was thrown into Evin prison. He's one of two former inmates who told us about the place. It opened in 1971, when the Shah of Iran was the ruler whose jailers were feared. The Ayatollahs who replaced him found the same use for Evin prison. So many intellectuals have spent time there that it's nicknamed Evin University. Human rights lawyer Merengiz Kar was thrown in prison after giving a speech that the government disliked.
I was there for 54 days in solitary confinement, and something that is very terrible for political prisoner is there is not any separation between political prisoner and other prisoner. And this is terrible, and this is something like torture, because political prisoners are, you know, living with drug dealer or murderer, and they do something criminal like that.
And what were conditions like in that women's section?
You know, women's sections were in basement, and the situation of solitary confinement was very bad, and there was no chance to see the sky, and the toilet was very, you know, dirty. It's hard to tolerate prison in every system, in every political system, in every country. But something that makes prisons in Iran more difficult, especially for political prisoner, is a fact that they are not allowed to have a lawyer with them. And that's why there is no witness, and they can do anything they want. This is most important problem for political prisoners in Iran.
Ali Afshari, can you just paint a picture for me? When you're in solitary confinement in Evin prison, how big is your cell?
It's very small. For example, it's 2 and 1.8 meter.
Maybe a little more than 6 feet long.
Yes.
And less than 6 feet
Yes.
wide.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And that's where you're at?
Is yes.
Is there a
yes,
window?
Only, yeah. No, it's a window on top of the cell.
Mm. And you had, when we say solitary confinement, we mean solitary.
Yes, solitary.
We cannot say precisely how Hala Esfandiari has been treated or questioned, but I'd like to know, did they put a blank piece of paper in front of you and say, write out a confession?
Yes, no, first they asked me several times the same questions, and they tried to push me, that write the answer they would like, but I didn't do that. But in other prison, I accused to overthrowing the regime. In that time, yes, the investigator first, he told the story and asked me to write exactly about it. And also he requests me to develop that story.
Make it a little better story.
Yes.
We should mention for those who are not aware that in the end, you were placed on television.
Yes, yes.
Just as Hala Esfandiari
yes,
was.
Yes, Hala Esfandiari. First, they broke me down.
They broke you down?
Yes.
Do you mean they tortured you?
Yes, yes, torture. Physical torture and psychological torture for several months.
Several months?
Several
they,
months.
What, did they beat you? Did they?
Yeah, they beat me. They didn't allow me to sleep.
For example, sleep deprivation?
Sleep deprivation, yeah. For
How
example,
did they keep you awake?
Some investigators follow me.
If you closed your eyes,
somebody
hit you
came, yeah, and then didn't allow me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and finally I surrendered. Yeah,
you surrendered.
I surrendered, and I accepted TV confession. But I think it's not an interview; it's a film, mm-hmm. and I served as an actor in that film.
You were an actor.
Yes,
in their play.
In their play.
Ali Afshari and Merengiz Kar are Iranians now living in the United States. They told us of their experiences as inmates in Tehran's Evin prison. It's the same prison now holding two Americans who were shown on Iranian TV last night.